Amazon regroups in US and UK, shutters bookstores, four-star outlets. By Nathaniel Charles on March 3, 2022. Amazon announced Wednesday it will close some physical outlets, including all of its bookstores, plus four-star shops and pop-up locations, in the name of rebranding its physical image. The global e-commerce retail giant said this decision will affect 66 stores in the United States and 2 in the United Kingdom, but declined to mention how many Amazon employees will be affected, whether their contracts will be terminated or reassigned elsewhere. Amazon has, however, said those affected can opt between receiving severance pay or they can accept help from the company in finding a job in another part of the company. "We remain committed to building great, long-term physical retail experiences and technologies, and we're working closely with our affected employees to help them find new roles within Amazon," an Amazon spokesperson said, AP reports. The company, which is headquartered in Seattle, has said it plans to focus on expanding its Amazon Fresh Whole Foods Market, which Amazon purchased in 2017. Its more traditional convenience concept called Amazon Go and its upcoming Amazon-style stores that offer more fashion-oriented products. Experts have suggested Amazon's decision is fueled by the decline of the high street, where fewer people are visiting stores in person and opting to purchase items online. Amazon's physical stores' net revenue has slowly begun to decrease, partly due to the coronavirus pandemic but also due to people being reluctant to swap from their current in-person spending habits. In 2018, Amazon's Whole Foods brought in $17.2 billion in sales, which dropped to $17.1 billion in 2021. In the last quarter, Amazon's physical stores only contributed to 3% of Amazon's $137 billion in sales across the entire company. Michael Pachter, an analyst at Wedbush Securities, commented on Amazon's decision to close the stores, saying, "Retail is hard, and there, Amazon, discovering that." Neil Saunders, the managing director of Global Data Retail, has also weighed in and suggested to AP that Amazon's in-person stores lacked a real purpose. "They were designed for people to pop in and browse rather than as destinations where people would head on a mission to buy something," Saunders said.